It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
That isn't just irresponsible, it's outrageous.
Peace be with you.
It's like these guys take pride in being ignorant.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's us. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Hi. Let's get right to our touchdowns. Or touchtones.
Touchdowns.
Did I say touchdowns?
Yeah, you kind of made it a football thing.
Go Skins. I told you right here.
Go to the bowl.
Super Bowl. Thank you very much. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is George.
George, where are you calling from?
Chico, baby.
Chico. Oh, Chico.
Don't be discouraged.
All right, here you go. Huh? I got it. He's caller 100.
Yeah.
George, you're caller 100. Is that exciting to you?
That's hell of exciting for me.
All right, but you have to win the Madden 09, you have to answer a question, all right?
No problem.
Couldn't be easier as far as I'm concerned. We had the big party on the 8th. Unfortunately, you were in Chico. You were not able to attend. However, it was well attended here in the D.C. area.
Yes.
And everybody had a great time, some more than others. I'm going to ask you, of Buzz, Rob, and Mr. O'Mara, who was the last person to leave the party on the 8th from Chico? All right, George?
Rob A.S.P. Wack at 1:30 in the morning.
Wow.
Congratulations.
Well,
wow.
Listen to that.
That's a listener. You had detail. You know, I'm glad to give you this. You have won a copy of Madden 2009, George. Are you ready for some football? 7-Eleven is Madden Meals, free playable demos of Madden NFL 09, Gridiron Ice Slurpees, cool collectible sports cups with top Madden NFL 09 players. Tough to do this with that song.
Great song.
And a chance to go to the Super Bowl. You have won Madden 09, George. Okay, thanks for listening.
That's freaking awesome. I love you guys.
All right, love you right back. We'll put you on hold, and you'll speak to Mr. Artinger, who's
you're the man.
Busy doing other things there. This music. I love this song.
Sure, everybody does.
I love this is one of the best themes I think
this
ever written.
This is a great TV theme.
Chico, don't blow your brains out.
Jose Feliciano. All
right. Yes.
You know, back when they would allow a minute 10 to do a TV theme.
Yeah, and every week you'd get the whole thing.
Yeah.
Jose Feliciano. Still performing. I think of Jose Feliciano now?
What?
Fargo.
Yeah, me
too. The movie
too.
Fargo, where he takes the hooker to the Jose Feliciano show. Very depressing. I think if he was watching what was going on, he wouldn't let them do that. Just my opinion. Sorry about that. All right, let's get our final look at Buzz Burbank, and then we have a poem, and then we get out of here.
That's right.
Now,
more people are watching the Summer Olympics this year.
Oh, yeah. I love the Olympics.
See, more people are watching, Rob, like me.
Right. NBC says it had more viewers for its first two primetime telecasts than any summer games in a decade. Welcome to Beijing.
High note now, high note. And, we didn't even really touch on it today, but I wouldn't mind talking about it tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
For anybody that watched the opening ceremonies or has been watching just the whole China thing,
right?
Is anybody a little wigged out by China like I am? I'm terrified. We should be afraid, be very afraid.
And when you combine that vision of military precision with the knowledge that they're constantly breaking into our government's computer systems,
right.
Be very, very, very afraid.
Yeah, I mean, this is something to be mindful of.
And their food is so delicious.
Thank you. That's Rob Spiewak.
You know, we should
He's here all week.
What we should do this week is we should also call some hotels in Beijing.
That
Even
would
though
be
I know there's a huge time difference. And
I agree.
And we have the deal with having to get their permission, but it's usually worth it when you call a town that has really got Olympic fever.
That'd be a lot of fun. And, of course, your odds of getting somebody who will speak English about zero and zero.
Very slim there.
We call the American hotels, so. Had you.
Hello, charlatan.
Yes, I
mean. Hutan.
Hutan. Hello. Is this the Hutan?
I love to come to Hutan.
Wake the Beijing Hutan.
Yeah, you want a meal, dear Hutan?
Welcome up to like Beijing Hutan. That's what we'll do that tomorrow.
You want a loom service?
Very good. We got special deluxe suite at Hutan.
The network says it averaged over 24 million viewers Saturday night.
I agree with everything you just said, Mike.
Thank you, Beth.
Biggest audience since Atlanta in 96.
Wow.
A Friday night's recorded opening ceremony drew over 34 million viewers. That's a 35% increase over last summer.
Mm-hmm.
And nearly 5 million people have watched over 3 million video streams at NBC.com. The network says it is eager to report to us how many people have watched on their cell phones.
Did anybody hear what Beth Ann told me today? Because I did not see it.
What's that?
Much of the firework action, that hot firework action,
yes.
was computer generated.
That's right.
Yeah, it was not real stuff. It
wasn't really there.
It wasn't real. It was like a holograph.
You mm-hmm. see, then that's no good either.
I know, but I mean, they had the world's largest LED screen in there.
That is what? That's no good.
Well, see if I get you free pass to here today.
You know what that says to me? That says, watch out for mysterious people from the east.
Yes, create illusion.
The last thing they needed was more smoke in the air, I figure.
Yeah, very, very dangerous.
That's one of the reasons, I think.
But it was impressive to see, like, the drummers and to see the cubes. Mm-hmm. But then again, at the end of it, you're like, okay,
yeah.
$300 million.
Exactly.
They spent $300 million on it.
And what was with the outfits that the American athletes were wearing?
That was Ralph Lauren, Rob.
I don't care.
Polo by Ralph Lauren.
I don't care who it was. Nobody looks good in a mascot.
You know, they didn't look good, do they?
No, it was
I didn't
really
like them. I didn't like the little berets. I didn't think those look cheap.
Or were they, like motoring caps?
Looks like, seriously, they got them in the picked over file.
It looked to me like a whole bunch of people in Beijing said, how are we going to dress these people so they look American?
I think I agree with you.
You guys and your fashions.
We love fashion.
It's important to me.
Couple of old queens.
Part of the reason, of course, for all the television interest in the Olympics is U.S. swimmer Michael Phelps, who's on track to break Mark Spitz's record of 7 gold medals.
Hope it happens.
The U.S. men's basketball team's also on its way to a gold after beating the Chinese team. U.S. leads in medals so far, with the Chinese in second place.
Very good.
Now, Iraq would like the screen door not to hit us in the ass on the
Shut
way
the
out.
Shut the front door!
Shut the front door!
Iraq's foreign minister says his country would now like to see a clear timeline for when U.S. troops will withdraw.
Yeah, how about tomorrow?
Iraq and the U.S. are negotiating a deal that would keep some of our troops there beyond this year. But
how about yesterday?
The Iraqi foreign minister says that if that deal doesn't include that clear timeline, there is no deal.
Thank you. See ya.
No deal.
Exactly, Rob. Iraq wants all U.S. troops out by 2013, which would make it a 10-year war when all is said and done.
It is really amazing to me when you think that first of all, you realize how quickly time moves when you realize we have been there that long.
Yep.
It's truly amazing, and no one ever, especially in our lovely Congress, would have imagined that we would be there this long. It's just astonishing.
That's true. A new assessment by the British government shows the greatest threat to its own nation is not terrorism, it's the flu. This Homeland Security report to the Prime Minister of Britain puts pandemic flu ahead of terrorism and climate change on the list of concerns.
Are you okay? I feel like I'm about to start rapping.
I'm okay. I'm just feeling a little peaked, a little pale.
Funny you don't look foolish.
I hope they have aspirin at Hilton.
Oh, maybe you have it in mini bar.
Mini bar right next to Toblerone.
This list of stuff to worry about over the next 5 years says Britain is too focused on terror and not focused enough on influenza.
So they're worried about the flu. We're not supposed to be.
No, I think... there's a fair chance that we might need to make an assessment list of our own.
They got worse weather over there, by and large, than we do.
They do, but when we're talking about a flu pandemic, we're really talking about a worldwide thing. And
I hate that.
We're at a point at which that which is of concern of any other civilized country is a concern of ours as
well. When does the flu season start? End of September? Is that when we start thinking about it?
Yeah,
this is the earliest you're about to ask about the flu shots.
Yes, of course.
And you normally ask about
greatest perk we've ever had on this show.
You usually ask about them in September, but yes, of course, the people from Fight the Flu will come and take care of us.
Okay.
Rob, try to be stronger this year.
Okay, of course.
Be a man.
I wonder how it might sound.
But while we're scaring people, scaring people, consider this. A good way to break into a computer network in an ultra-secure building is to ship a hacked iPhone to a non-existent employee there so it can sit around in the mailroom and search for wireless connections for you. These and other valuable lessons were available at the big DEF CON Hackers Convention in Las Vegas over the weekend.
That's pretty spooky.
That is nasty.
It took a restraining order from a federal judge to put a stop to one demonstration by 3 college students who planned to show the curious how to hack into the Boston subway system's automated fare system.
3 Canadian college students.
Boston's mass transit riders use what are known as Charlie cards and Charlie tickets to board the city's buses and trains. Hey, Charlie.
Hey, there he is.
Are you all right?
What are you so excited about?
He's very happy.
What are you doing? I don't know. He was excited about the Charlie cards.
Here's my theory. He ain't right.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Finally, from our fire and rescue files in Bismarck, North Dakota.
Bismarck.
Firefighters, they responded in minutes to a fire that was reportedly started by a malfunctioning smoke detector.
Oh, no. That ain't right.
And in Hong Kong, a bit of a Chinese fire drill involving a man who got his thing stuck in a metal park bench.
Oh! He's so bad for you.
Paper!
The 41-year-old got physically engaged with one of the bench's round holes and then got excited.
Nasty.
He used his cell phone to call for help.
Ew.
Rescue workers actually drained blood from it.
Oh, no!
That is all. Oh, my God.
You know, so it would shrink enough for retrieval.
That is so evil.
Well, the worst part is that didn't work either.
Ooh.
And workers had to cut the bench free so it could be transported to a hospital.
Oh, after they drained the blood.
With the guy still in it.
Oh, I'm going to throw up.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. We want to thank Alan Butterfield from the National Enquirer for coming on the show again today. Yeah. It was nice chatting with him. Also, Olympian Carrie Strug, gold medalist. She'll be at Tyson's Corner across from Macy's tomorrow morning, 11 to noon for America's Cheer. So go out and support the U.S. Olympic team and see her. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show is Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK-FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Houghton Radio Network.
Oh, it's so good for you.
For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz Burbank, this is Mike O'Mara with the
pem of the day.
Yay!
Doing the show never gets old. Carrie Strug won Olympic gold. Alan Butterfield, don't believe what he was told. Buzz Burbank likes Acapulco gold. Isaac and Bernie broke the mold. Tomorrow, come back to our radio fold. Buy our Kool-Aid, we'll say sold. From 3 to 7, put your life on hold!
Yay!
Thank you, we'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night, Kevin.
Gay, gay, gay.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.